Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rasmus, what were your thoughts when you heard the news yesterday about Don?
It was a tough day for sure. He took me to the next level. He's been helping me so much with my game. I had some rough year before he came into the league. So me and him have a really good relationship. But, you know, it's the next step now, and we have to look forward for the new chapter.
What do you need from a coach? What does this really need from a head coach to get to that next level?
We need... as a group, we have to play better. First of all, we have to look ourselves in the mirror. Us players weren't good enough. We didn't help Donnie at all, honestly. We need a good summer. When we get to training camp, we need a really good camp, and we have to be pushed. We have a young group who are hungry, and We need to get pushed hard, and we're ready for it.
What's your reaction to what Kevin yesterday and probably has told you today, that he's looking for an experienced coach, somebody who can really motivate this group and push it and make it accountable?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds good. you can't not play hard in this league. You cannot not play the right way. So we need that, and I'm excited for it.
When you guys talk about not competing, there were games where we'd stand here and talk about didn't compete hard enough. Does that fall on each player to look at himself to get that compete from inside his own gut?
I don't think guys in this room didn't compete. I think it was a lot of different stuff that comes into it, with being young and thinking maybe some games you can not work as hard. I've learned, it took me a couple of years, but I've learned that you need to give 110 every single game, every single practice in this league, to be able to win hockey games and to be great in this league. So I think everyone learned that this year, that we have to be better.
Does anything need to change about how you guys practice and prepare going into games?
We need a better focus in practice. We need to push ourselves. We have to understand that the practice is as important as the game. I think that's our main focus moving forward.
You're not in the playoffs, and the way it all shakes out, Washington gets in, does that
add to the frustration that they get in and you just beat them twice this month?
Yeah, they deserve it. We don't deserve it. They play better other games, but we won against them. I mean, they're an experienced team, and they found a way, and they're a smart hockey team. So credit to them, and obviously I hate to not be in the playoffs. Yeah, I wish it was us.
How did you find a way? I mean, there were so many games that we've talked about. You didn't get even the loser points that maybe could have made the difference here. How do you find a way in games that you haven't the last couple of years?
I feel like this year, and you said a couple of years, and the year prior to that was a big difference. I mean, this year we could have stolen a few of the games by just playing good power play, honestly. At the end of the year, not end of the year, the second half, we played really good D. We were playing better as unit of five. I think our power play was honestly a big reason why we didn't win close games.
There's a lot of talk about accountability from Kevin to Alex, and that will have to come from a head coach. But what does player-driven accountability look like as someone who is competitive in this room and drives your teammates?
Yeah, I think my role moving forward is to lead by example. Some of the other guys, we saw that at close after deadline, guys, younger guys were stepping up and really pushing this team. So we need some good meetings during the summer and figure out what we have to do. And I come from my background is that you have to earn everything, and so you have to work hard. And our main core in this team have to work hard every single game, every single practice, to be able to push all the other guys.
What do you think went wrong with the power play?
I think it's a lot of things, but main focus, we try to do the same in the beginning of the year. We try to do the same thing as the year before by just giving the puck to Tomer, and he scored every time. But this year, other teams were respecting him more. They just put a guy on him, and we just got snowballed into that. We're trying to find out different ways instead of just keeping it simple. And I mean, who knows? Maybe we could have different plans for it, but I think that was our main thing. And then we never really find a rhythm again. We got some work to do.
What type of adjustments did you guys try to make, and how, you know, tricky was that?
We tried a lot of things. We tried everything, I would say. So we need a fresh start. We need to start over. We need a new mentality on the power play for sure.
Kevin was pretty adamant that this team, age-wise, you guys are pretty young, but experience-wise, you know, you have a lot. I mean, is that in the past now that this is a young team, and you guys want to move on from that mentality if it was one, I guess?
Yeah, I agree with what he said. You see all the young guys in our team are not young guys in the league anymore. They've been around for a couple or a few years. And they know what to expect, and everyone knows their role now. Our lineup is, I obviously don't know what's going to happen, but so far it seems like it's going to be pretty similar. So everyone knows their roles. So we just got to go get to the next level by working hard and have a good summer.
After the game in Dallas, everyone here is all in on building something special in Buffalo. Does that commitment still excite you, the commitment from that core group?
100%. We believe as much as we did, I don't know, a year or two ago. And we're as motivated. We want it even more after this year. because this team knows what we can do, and we just couldn't figure it out this year. But I think some changes will do good to us.
There are obviously going forward more organized leadership opportunities like the captaincy. I know you and I have discussed when you first got the A. Has that been a more formal discussion with you and Kevin, or where do you stand on that?
With what?
Captaincy.
No, I mean, I'm just doing my thing, and guys have been stepping up too, so we'll see what happens, but I'm ready for everything.
What's your reaction that Marty's going to be back? I know roles can change, but just given what he did these couple of years with the D-Corps and a penalty kill this year.
Yeah, he's doing an unbelievable job. He, in my opinion, he seems hockey in a really good way. He keeps it simple for us, and he answers all the questions, and he's just an unbelievable guy and coach. So he's very appreciated on the room.
You spent more time with Zach Benson than a lot of people in here. What is it about the way he carries himself that allowed him to have success?
Yeah, he's a professional. He's so competitive with everything he does, and the way he handles himself on a day-to-day basis is pretty cool to see. I mean, he's been learning so much this year, and this rookie year has been really good for him. But yeah, I don't. His ceiling is very, very high, and I'm excited for his future.
When that new coach, whenever he's hired, gives you a call this summer, what might your first message be to him when he asks you what you think?
I mean, that's that's a big question, but this team is very hungry, and we are very excited. We're a young group, and he's just going to push us. And you want to do good things here.
Rasmus, you guys had the outspoken goal of making the playoffs in preseason. We guys got together and we talked to you before the season. How do you guys feel you handled the pressure of having that goal this year? And going into next year, how do you guys go about still having those lofty expectations, that goal, while maybe handling pressure in a better way?
Yeah. In that way, that this year was good for us. We weren't really prepared and ready as a group of what it meant, really. So that was a big learning lesson for us this year. And going into next year, we're very prepared of what it means. And I'm excited.
Obviously, you guys started with a three-goalie rotation, and that put a lot of stress on people. But how do you think Luukkonen fared when he survived trial by fire?
Unbelievable. He was a stud this year. I'm very happy for him. He works so hard, and he's been around for a while, and finally find a way to play his best hockey, and he's going to be big for us in the future.
Are you going to Worlds?
Yes.
Rasmus, if captaincy is offered to you, what have you learned from previous captains of this team that you applied to that?
A lot. You learn something from everybody. But, you know, if that happens, you never know. I got my own philosophy, you can just be yourself. But I've obviously learned a lot from Oki and Ikes, and then even back in Sweden, Joel Lundqvist, he was a big mentor for me. So you learn a little bit from everybody, but everyone so far has been unbelievable.
How much is the world a step for you, looking at four nations and looking at the Olympics now? There's other things out there for you guys.
What Worlds means to that?
Yeah,
especially Team Sweden got a new coach now, and a new system and stuff like that. So for me, it's very big to get to know all the staff, to play their game, and to be able to learn what it's all about. So, this tournament's going to be big for me.
Rasmus, Byron was brought into the later half of the season. You guys got to know each other, but it's still obviously not super long. What can you say about the relationship that you guys have right now, just as the season has ended?
Yeah, I mean, Bo is an unbelievable guy. He likes to have fun, and he's also very professional. And, you know, he got some experience. He knows how to win. So he brings a lot of good message to guys around the room. And he's all on board. He really wants to do something special here. And, you know, he's been a buddy with Cousins and Krebsy and those guys for a long time. So he know what it's all about here in this locker room. And he's ready for it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.